All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Stanford coach David Shaw. The Cardinal are hosting Oregon State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Press star and then number one to ask a question. Star and then number one. Again, that's star and the number one to ask a question. Your first question is from Yogi Roth with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks. I'm curious what you've seen Oregon State from a development standpoint. Last year, it was a battle at the half with you guys, clearly rebuilding that program over there. And what have you noticed on film, whether it's schematics or competitive temperament or effort or just some of those elements?
Well, I think anytime you have year two with the same coaching staff, for the most part, you know, particularly talking on their offensive side, you just see a little more understanding, a little bit more cohesion. You see fewer mistakes. And even as the season's progressed, I think they've played kind of better and better, kind of getting used to each other, getting used to the scheme. And, you know, I think they've played better and better throughout the year.
And then regarding Keller, what did you like when you went back and watched the film from the game that stood out and said, wow, he did a nice job of understanding power pass and how to turn around quick and see where the defense is, or were there elements of that that stood out?
Absolutely. I think when you watch the completions, you know, if you just watch the completions, you saw him in rhythm, you know, early in the game, throw a comeback to Michael Rector. You saw him throw a couple isolated routes to Trenton Irwin. You know, you saw him come back and hit Dalton Schultz over the ball on one and on an out route in the red zone on another one. So, you know, though just building off those positives and continue to go into the development. And, you know, we're going into game two as a starter for him and trying to make it plays that he knows and understands and can stay in rhythm and get the ball out of his hands, because when he's in rhythm, you know, I mean, he throws it great, you know, so it's our job to try to keep him in rhythm.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, press star one to ask a question. Star one to ask your question. We have a follow-up from Yogi Roth with Pac-12 Network.
Coach, curious about when you've watched Solomon Thomas, what stood out? Because it seems like he is just a game wrecker when you watch him on tape, and it's the snaps where he's not making plays, but taking up all the space and great effort to the ball, and I'm sure you evaluate it way more than I have.
Well, the thing is, you know, he and Christian McCaffrey are built very similarly, you know, to where it is 100% effort on every play. And you combine that with his quickness and his speed and his intensity and his technique. I mean, he's great with his hands. You know, some guys go really, really hard but lack a little technique. He's great with his hands. So even if his initial rush doesn't get there, he gets off and gets a secondary pass rush move that gets him, you know, in the backfield and running plays down from the backside. There's a play on Saturday that's not going to go in the stat sheet, but the quarterback escaped, and his acceleration to get to the quarterback's face to make him throw the ball away so he couldn't see anybody that was open was unbelievable for a guy who's, you know, 275 pounds. So it's this combination of speed, his athleticism, his power, his strength, his technique, you know, all the things that you want to see in an interior player, because I agree. I mean, he's one of those few guys in college football that can change the game from the interior defensive line position.
What was he like his first year when he showed up regarding those elements?
The thing was, he had a lot to learn, had to get a lot stronger. But a couple times a day in practice, he said, wow. You know, wow. Gosh, we haven't had a guy around here ever that does those things. So we saw it. We saw it early and knew that he was going to have a chance to be special. We had to help him get ready for last year, his freshman year, to get ready to start playing. So I mean, he had to get stronger. He had to learn a lot more what to do. But the physical tools and the temperament are A pluses.
Excellent. Thank you.
You got it.
Your next question is from Steve Mims with Register Guard.
Yeah, hey, David, with you mentioned kind of the switch of quarterback, and we're going to have a new one anyway this year, and then with the injuries he's dealt with, has it just been tough for Christian, you think, to get into kind of a rhythm that he got into early last season?
Well, I think it's a combination of, a bunch of things, whereas three new starters on the offensive line, four technically, if you see the way we started, where Casey Tucker was a starter from last year, but he started a different position this year. Then you talk about the injury of Bryce Love. So Bryce wasn't healthy early in the year, which put more on Christian. At the same time, now having a first-time start at quarterback. And then, I mean, the teams that we started the game, the season with, right? You start with Kansas State, you go to USC, you go to UCLA, you go to Washington, you go to Washington State, all really good teams. And on top of that, Christian getting banged up. So it was almost kind of a perfect storm, which is kind of why it's exciting now to have, a little more stability on the offensive line. A healthy Christian McCaffrey and a healthy Bryce Love. We're still missing our starting fullback, which I think also contributed to some of our issues early on. Danny Marks is so special. So, yeah, it was a lot of different reasons. But the good thing now, he's healthy. Bryce is healthy. Got more stability on the offensive line. So hopefully we'll continue to see the production we saw this past game.
Woody, how's he handled that this year? I mean, he came in with all this and then it just, you mentioned so many things are kind of working against him. Did you have to kind of keep his head up, or how Christian kind of handle a difficult start to the year?
Not at all. I mean, he's got a great mentality. He's got a great attitude. There's a reason why he's voted as a captain. He's a leader. He pushes himself. He pushes his teammates. He's not one of the guys that complains and, worries about what other people think or worries about what the stat sheet says. I mean, he's already broken all the records, so – that he's already done that. Yeah, he just wants to win football games.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Mike Wilson with PacificTakes.com.
Good morning, Coach. Hey, you like to talk about how clean your team plays. How clean did you think they played last weekend?
It was much better. Much better. As seen by the number of times our runners got through the line of scrimmage, before anybody had a chance to tackle them, with the backs that we have, if we're able to, get those guys a head start 4 yards down the field, now we're going to have some big runs, we're going to have some explosive plays, and helps with the play action, et cetera. So I think our offensive line played really, really well, which is why your running backs play the way that they did.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Sure.
All right, David, that'll do it for you today. Appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you.